Our next speaker is Dr. Hagen. Really needs no introduction. There's a few extra minutes, and he's very efficient at using extra minutes. So talk to us about some of the developmental. I'm assuming that's experimental fungicides.
Well, they just got registered. Okay. So you know, things move faster than some of us might like, at least as far as products are concerned. So anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about fungicides and target spot. Of course, this is a moving target. I've been talking about this disease for about 7 or 8 years now, and we are getting some new products into the marketplace. For those of you, we've had a couple of students mention target spot earlier. At least as far as we're concerned, it's primarily an issue in the southwest corner of Alabama. We do have some occasional yield losses in central Alabama, and you go to north Alabama, essentially it's not a problem. Of course, there's an old joke that, if a disease is causing yield loss or any other pest in the Delta and Mid-South, it's really not a disease. So that's why this doesn't get a whole lot of traction, because there's not a whole lot of problems over in Mississippi and Arkansas and Louisiana. It is a wet weather disease. It's really driven by rainfall and growth pattern of the plants. It's also probably best described as a high yield cotton disease, because the folks that are dry land, not pushing their cotton with a lot of nitrogen, getting spotty showers, it's not going to be an issue. But when you go in southwest Alabama, where essentially you can get 4 inches of rain a week, they're putting 120 units of nitrogen out on cotton, and they're really pushing canopy closure as rapidly as they can get. It's quite a different matter, and it can show up in a big way in our area. And last year, Kira published a paper that goes into depth as far as the impact of the disease on yield and relationship between defoliation and yield loss. But essentially, you're potentially on high-yield cotton looking at losing a bale per acre. If it really gets rolling. And it is very cultivar specific. There, a few years ago we had phytogen 499, very susceptible to the disease, very likely to see sizable yield loss in our area. But on the flip side, over the past 5 or 6 years, the Delta Pine varieties have tended to be fairly, we'll use the word, partially resistant to the disease, don't suffer as much defoliation, and we're less likely to see some yield losses on those particular cultivars. So these two trials were conducted at Bruton. One of them we put there on purpose, which was the test with the Stoneville 6182, which was an irrigated study, had some issues down at another substation, had to abandon a fungicide test at that location, moved it on up to Bruton, had a nice stand of Delta Pine 1646, which is not an ideal cultivar for screening fungicides for target spot control. And it was also a dry land test, but when the test went in, we were getting plenty of rain. So it turned out it was a curative test. The test on the Stoneville was a preventive test. So there were kind of that differences there. We tried to schedule the applications for about the third to fifth week in bloom. I've done a lot of timing studies in the past, and there have been times when a first and third week spray program is kind of turns out a little bit early. So we tend to push the sprays back a little bit, spray application timing, just to avoid that problem. And, as far as the diseases ratings are concerned, we're looking at defoliation over time, yield loss, bowl counts, looking at open, closed, rotted, hard lock bowls, and then we also do a quality determination, but I don't have that information at this point in time. And this is just slide just summarizes the fungicide programs. On the Stoneville line, we're mainly looking at two application programs, but on the Delta Pine, we ended up with some 1 and 2 application programs with approach, 2 rates of approach, and also Provo Silver. So there was some interest in seeing how those products would perform on cotton against target spot as compared with some of our standards. And the newer materials, developmental, newly registered, are Moravis Top, or Miravis Top and the Revitec from BASF. And both of those materials actually have just gotten registrations on cotton and will be available this coming year in the cotton market. And the Revitec is basically Pyraxor plus a carboxamide fungicide, and Miravis is a Depiden plus difluconazole. So it's got a triazole in it. So they're trying to, you know, broaden out, as we had a talk about resistance management, kind of broaden out the fungicide base to avoid some issues with resistance with respect to Corneospora. This slide just illustrates the development of disease over time on the Stoneville 6182. Not a lot of difference even into the middle of August as cotton was planted, the end of the second week in May. Very slow development. We did have some dry spells here and there in during that period, and I think it slowed it down a hair. Plus, it was very hot this summer, and that also, high temperatures also have a detrimental impact on disease development. But it finally did get rolling, and we got nice separation among some of the treatments, particularly with seeing a lot more rapid disease development with the Approach and the Provo Silver as compared with the Miravis treatments and the Revitec. So they kind of segregated out very nicely there. You look at, there wasn't any difference in open bowl counts or the other counts from the other bowl evaluations that we did. It's not uncommon, though, to see some increase in bowl numbers, particularly if you're going to get a nice increase in yield with some of these fungicide programs. There were sizable differences in the amount of defoliation. That's something you would expect in this particular trial. The Pyraxor is the standard in the marketplace, and the Miravis Top alone or with Quadris or the Revitec products treatments did very well, equally well as Pyraxor. They weren't any better, but the Approach and the Propulse and Provost Provost Silver treatments were just not in the same level of performance by and large. And the other surprise was there were no real differences in turnout, but it's not uncommon, again, with some of your better fungicide programs to see a little bit higher turnout ratio in comparison with a no fungicide control. This illustrates the yields. The Miravis Top alone had the highest numerical yield. There are the other Miravis treatment as well as the Revitec treatments, except for that low rate of Revitec, gave similarly high yields. And there's also a Pyraxor Bravo standard program that I put in all these trials that also was in the same range of yields. And then basically your non-treated control, your Provost Silver, your Propulse, and the Approach, at least one of the rates of Approach didn't match the performance of the Miravis Top. And one of the Approach programs did have similar yields, so that was despite the fact that it had a pretty high level of defoliation. So some of those products did very well in past years. The I have screened Revitec as a number compound, and it showed a lot of promise in managing target spot. In the past, the lower rate did a little better than it did this year, so it kind of fell down at least as far as yield was concerned. The other test was with the Delta Pine 1646. This is a variety that tends not to have a lot of issues with target spot. Don't see a lot of yield gains with fungicides on this particular variety. As I said, there were 1 and 2 week application programs with Approach and Provo Silver. Look at the defoliation. I think the no fungicide control was only at 38%, not high enough to see a yield loss, but still a noticeable amount of defoliation in comparison with some of the other treatments, particularly, again, the standards that I showed in the previous test, the Pyraxor as well as the Miravis Top, and the Revitec did very well. But here, the lower rate of Revitec was not quite as effective as the two higher rates. So more than likely, in our area, based on the performance, the two higher rates would probably be the preferred way to go, as compared with that lower rate, which, of course, would be more economical, but just is not providing the consistent performance in these two trials that you'd like to see. And there were some differences in turnout among the treatments, but it was between fungicide, some of the fungicide treatments with the no fungicide control had kind of fallen in the middle. So essentially no improvement in turnout as compared with the no fungicide control. There was no difference in yield. As I said, you look at 38% defoliation, 9 times out of 10 in the trials that we run in Alabama, you're not really going to see any type of yield response with that level of defoliation at cutout. The other point was, particularly on more on the Stoneville trial than on this particular trial, as I said, the weather kind of worked against us in some respects, and the hot, drier weather that we ran into in a little bit in July and then later on at the end of August probably slowed disease development down to the point that it probably influenced or impacted the yield response we might expect to see. So essentially, based on the trials that we ran, the Miravastatin and the Revitec were as efficacious as Pyraxor. They've got a little different multiple modes of actions because we bring a triazole into play, so that may provide a little bit more protection as far as the resistance management is concerned. The Revitec looked very good, but there was certainly a rate response. So maybe the 8 fluid ounces is maybe kind of questionable. I have to go back and look at the work from last year, maybe get another look at it this year to see how well that rate may perform. The approach and the Provo Silver really didn't stand up as far as the other products that are available in the marketplace. So there just really isn't a place for them. And particularly on the Stoneville line, we did get a nice yield response with the Miravastatin, and both higher rates of Revitec. And then some of the other, I know that one other approach treatment performed at least similarly, but the disease levels were a bit of a concern. So if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them on this particular trial.